touch base with the Star Valley Arts Council and Executive Director of the Arts Council joining us live over the phone this morning. That's Lexi Weber. Lexi, good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time as always, and never really an off season for the Arts Council. Always something going on, and we want to start with this art auction that the Arts Council is doing for Rich and Karen Anderson. Tell us about this auction and what it's going to help benefit the Andersons for.
Well, Rich Anderson was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor and then put on hospice. Karen Anderson specifically has been such a supporter of the Arts Council. She has been a judge for the last 2 years for our plenary event. She is so knowledgeable with art and what makes good art. And we had quite a few artists reach out to us after hearing about Rich and said that they would love to help somehow. They would love to donate some art where all of the money could go right to the Anderson family. And we had enough people reach out that we decided that we could help facilitate this auction, the sale. And so we had 29 artists donate 58 pieces, and they are all available online. They are for auction and sale, meaning you can bid on it or you can just buy it outright, like a buy it now, kind of an eBay thing. And this sale has brought in $5,500 for the Andersons so far. Because all of the money is going directly to them. It closes at 6 p.m. tonight, and so there's not a lot of time left, but we'd love to encourage anyone listening to just check it out, see what's available, if they'd like to help out.
That's very cool. So today's the final day to do this. Where do people find, you mentioned they're online, where do people go to find the art and to either bid or buy?
Yeah, this is tricky because the website is so long and ridiculous, and so the link can be found on our social media platforms, and then I wondered if I could maybe send it to you, and then we could put it on your website for the day.
Let's do it. You betcha.
Okay.
Sounds great. So you can find it at on SVI social media platforms, also on the Star Valley Arts Council, and all the proceeds go to benefit Rich and Karen Anderson. Lexi, you mentioned a lot of artists kind of stepping forward to help with this. Any local artists, some names maybe that we might recognize that have donated some pieces to this?
Yeah, Doug Monson put a couple pieces in, and everyone knows how amazing his stuff is. Taryn Bowles and Tana Allred, Mariah Cottrell. I have two pieces in there. I'm trying to think who else. The cool thing is the Andersons are so well-known and well-loved by so many artists. And so I've had people reach out from Utah, from Iowa and Ohio and all over the place wanting to do this. And so, you know, we don't actually have any of the art pieces. These artists can be from anywhere because they're just going to ship them to whoever purchases at the end.
Very cool. So again, the deadline, 6 o'clock p.m. tonight. If you'd like to take a look at some of these bid or just outright buy, all the proceeds benefit Rich and Karen Anderson. It's all hosted by the Star Valley Arts Council, and we'll get that link shared to the Star Valley Independent and SVI Radio social media pages. Speaking with Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Star Valley Arts Council this morning. Coming up, Lexi, looks like the Still Life Painting Workshop is just a few weeks away.
It is. We're really excited about it. It's just such a great opportunity for people in the Valley to be able to have this education that, you know, especially adults, we just don't have much opportunity. So we have an artist coming in from Utah that's coming for Friday, January 5th and Saturday, January 6th. It's an all-day workshop for both days. He's just really, really great at teaching. He teaches value form, spatial relationships. It's for any skill level because there's not very many attendees. So he can really focus on what that registrant needs as they are painting.
Very cool. And so how do people get registered for this? And is there a deadline, fees, all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we need people to register by the end of the year so that we can make sure we have what we need. It's $250 to register, and it will be held at the Afton Civic Center. You can register on our website. We are currently having a deal. If you register with a friend, then you can sign up both of you for $400, which is a $50 discount per person.
All right. And so find all the details at starvalleyarts.org. The Still Life Painting Workshop, January 5th and 6th. You start heading into kind of the spring events, Lexi, just looking down the road, and it looks like Dino Light coming end of March. What is Dino Light? Tell us what this is.
We are so excited about this because it is such a unique show. So it's called Dino Light. It will be held at the Star Valley High School Auditorium on March 30th. We know that this is spring break, but we also know that a lot of people don't go anywhere for spring break, and this gives them a chance to do something fun, have something to look forward to. It is a larger-than-life light show. It's a play, but it's performed in complete darkness. So these actors are wearing all black, and they hold lighted props. And they're large because this is a dinosaur show. It's just going to be so neat. It was discovered because they were a finalist on America's Got Talent. So people could look them up on YouTube and kind of get an idea of what it is. It will be a hit for the whole family. We have tickets available right now on our website. It's $15 for adults and $7 for kids under 18.
Wow, that's very cool. I like that a lot. So Dino Light, March 30th. Get tickets now at starvalleyarts.org, and happening March 30th. Of course, we'll probably talk more about Dino Light when we get a little closer to to that one happening end of March. Lexi, as always, appreciate your time. Appreciate everything that you and the Arts Council does for this community. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
That's it for now.
All right. Sounds great. It's all part of the weekday wake up. And again, all the details on these events at starvalleyarts.org.